Game 2 of 3 between the Cardinals and the Pirates. Andrew McCutchen and Jordy Mercer getting creative with a handshake before the game. Let's see if it brings them any luck. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Elias Diaz at the plate.
The pitch. A swing and a base hit to left field for Diaz. The bases are loaded. McCutchen scores the go-ahead run. 3-2 Pirates. The pitch. A swing and a line drive center field. And that is a hit. The ball gets past Fowler. And Mercer is off to the races. The right fielder Piscotty picks up the ball, and Mercer will stop at third as the Pirates get three runs on a triple by Mercer and lead 6-2 in the bottom of the first inning. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a drive center field. Fowler won't catch that. The ball gets down and goes to the wall. Frazier scores from second base, streaking for third. Starling Marte, the throw is high and backed up by Lucas. So he kept that ball from going down the stairs of the dugout. A triple for Starling Marte. The Pirates are pouring it on the Cardinals in the first inning, 8-2. The pitch, a swing, and the ball's hit right back to Cole, who doubles up DeYoung at first. Piscotty lines to the pitcher, and DeYoung is out. 1-3 on the double play. Now the pitch from Tui Valala, and there's a drive left center field. Tommy Pham's on the run. He can't catch it. The ball hits down in the gap. Tommy has it go off his leg to the wall. That's going to allow Diaz time to score on a double by Mercer. And Mercer is a home run shy of the cycle. The Pirates have scored 10 runs tonight, leading 10-3.
11-6, Pirates is your final score. The Cardinals end a four-game winning streak with the loss. Jordy Mercer's final line, a good one. 3-for-3 with 2 runs and 4 RBIs. He ends up a home run shy of the cycle. Mike Matheny and the Cardinals unable to pull it off against the Pirates on Saturday as they lose 11-6. Here's what Matheny had to say about the loss.
Hard to really tell. It looked like he was just missing, that got him into bad counts. It can't be just too much movement, but when they would make the adjustments to get back on the plate, then they got in position where they needed big hits, and they kind of stacked them all on top of each other to the point where he couldn't stop the bleeding. So it's one of those, he's been so good all season long. Got to let that one go.
Isn't it one of those situations where you're just hoping he finds it and snaps back in?
Yeah, he's one pitch away. One pitch away from getting out of that with next to nothing. Especially a good sinker baller like he is. Once again, they got the big hit and kind of kept the pressure on.
How about Waino?
First time out and first inning. Like the longer he went, and the same thing the second. As he went, the stuff got a little bit better.
Is he throwing some discomfort still because of the elbow?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Concern, I mean, the velocity, he didn't hit 90 again today. Is that any concern to you?
88, 89, right?
Yeah.
Velocity doesn't tell the whole story. Something that we look at, though, for sure.
How tough a play is that for Fowler in the first inning with Mercer?
Coming in?
Yeah.
He's got to try and catch it. So he made a good effort, unfortunately. Up clearing the bases.
Your sixth pinch hitters tied a record in one inning.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wasn't our goal.
No.
But we've had a group of guys working really hard, and get a couple young guys in there, get them a little bit of time off, and but also give them an opportunity, and they made something happen. We were right there, running a bunch of them out there, and they're putting together good at bats, starting with Diaz, right down the line. Guys were put some pressure on, and there were two times in that game where we were real close to making that really interesting, and loved the way they, it shouldn't sound like a broken record, but loved the way they fight, and even in a game like that, we give opportunity to some other guys, and they still follow suit. It's special.
On Sunday, the Cardinals will send out John Gant to face Jameson Taillon.